Austin Davis is the author of Lotus and the Apocalypse, and most recently, Compulsive Swim, published in January 2023 from Outcast Press. Davis is a homeless outreach organizer and the founder of Arizona Hugs for the Houseless. Born in Indianapolis, Davis now lives and writes in Phoenix, Arizona, where he uses poetry as a tool to help those with mental illness feel less alone in their struggles. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Austin, what poems have you brought for us today?
This is the first poem from Act One of Compulsive Swim. This morning, I'm watered down. A flower who OD'd on rain. You say it's okay if we never stand up again. It's okay if we don't move too far from the soil, if we melt into this queen-sized grave before the sun crawls close. The ocean is old and the sun is a baby, a newborn in diapers with eyes so dark and blue you could fall right in. This city of ours, it's dying. Eggs break on frying pans. We smoke Lucky Strikes at the dining room table, and none of us can control a single thing. I love you, and I hate myself, but more so I hate these rituals that move my body and send words to my tongue. I complete these compulsions, and they feel like hitting the pipe without the high, like screwing off the top of my head and letting the sky rain on my brain in hopes that for once, the bad thoughts will smoke off to silence. All anyone ever wants is peace. It makes sense then why I always end up knocking on the table in the special way I do. Once then twice we miss a meal, then a couple bills, then a bullet cuts through the cold night down our street, past the stolen bike, past the dope deal, through our bedroom window. I hope we make it to wine and medicine, to passing out with the lamp still on, to warming our hands by touching each other. This is the seventh poem from Act One of Compulsive Swim. Birds outside our window chirp in threes. I hate the number three. You blink three times before taking a bite. My wrist bleeds when I snap the rubber band on three, please. I think I need to sedate myself. These thoughts itch and I knock on the table the way I need to. They itch and I scratch. They itch and I ask you the same questions over and over again. Do you love me still? What did I do wrong? Where'd that bird end up after it jumped off the windowsill before it was ready? This is the third poem from Act Two of Compulsive Swim. My mom is gonna die. I cried tonight in the bathroom. I'm dripping wet. I can't stop these ticks in my neck. There's an itch on my brain and the water's not hot enough. I'm dirty and can't get clean. I mean, hospitals are colder in the desert. I mean, I think my dad's gonna pull his back and never sit back up. I feel too much. Ah, I hate the word much. It's the sound the man at the bar stool to my left made before falling to his right. It's the noise that left your throat when you overdosed. Grape juice skin, you didn't wince after the first shot of Narcan. I don't know. I feel too low. Lo and behold, where do we go if we die alone? Because I'm alone, and I gotta call my mom. It's way too late, but I know she'd pick up, because her greatest fear is a cop on the other line calling from a wreck. I'm a wreck. I can't breathe because, oh God, I think they're dead. I know they're dead. Do you think we'll know? Do you think we'll know, babe? Do you think we'll know when the day arrives where we can't get out of bed?
Been listening to poems by Austin Davis on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.